Hello, this is Vicki, and welcome to The Way. Glad that you're here, that you're back with me. Today, I got another question for you. Who is God? Who is God? It's a very important question that must be answered. Don't try to answer it off the top of your head. The English word God does not tell us who he is. It's woefully inadequate. God is not his name, any more than Christ is Jesus' name. Let's begin with Genesis 17:1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. He's the Almighty God. That still doesn't say anything, or that just doesn't say enough. In Hebrew, he actually said, I am El Shaddai. El, meaning God, Shaddai, meaning the all-sufficient one. You see, the root word of Shaddai refers to the breast of a woman, the one who nourishes, the one who gives life. It means the God who is more than enough. So El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Let's look at Psalms 91:1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, who is God in this verse? Whomever lives under the shelter of the Elyon, the highest, will remain in the shadow of Shaddai. Who else is he? He is the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26 says, let me turn to it right quick. 26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now let's look at this from the Names of God Bible. The Names of God Bible says, he said, if you will listen carefully to Yahweh, your Elohim, and do what he considers right, if you pay attention to his commands and obey all his laws, I will never make you suffer any of the diseases I made the Egyptians suffer. Because I am Yahweh Rophika, Jehovah Rapha, or Yahweh Rophika, the Lord who heals. Now let's stop right there. Does God ever change? No. Absolutely not. Then for healing to have passed away, Yahweh Rophika would have had to have changed his name. That completely debunks that lie from hell. It also dispels the demonic idea that Jehovah Rapha put sickness or disease on his own children to teach them a lesson. No. 1,000 times. No. Jehovah Rapha does not make people sick. Jehovah Rapha does not make people sick. Nor does Satan heal. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Who said that Jehovah Rapha is in the flesh? El Shaddai in the flesh. That brings us to the glorious revelation in Philippians 2:9-11. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let me ask you, who highly exalted him? Who highly exalted him? The Almighty God, El Shaddai, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rahi, the great shepherd. Jehovah Shalom, he is our peace. Jehovah Nisi, the God who is my canopy, my cover. Jehovah Shabbat, the Lord of hosts, Lord over the angelic armies of heaven. God the Father did not give Jesus a name. He gave him his name, and he is your blood brother by covenant. Now, the final blow to the devil's head. Look at Ephesians 3, 14 through 15. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Read it again. You and I have been named after him, the Father, and yes, after Jesus. No wonder verse 20 is so explosive. Verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask and think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now we know who God is. We know who Jesus is. And thanks to his word, we know who we are. You are, one, a new creation in Christ. Look that up, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Two, the righteousness of the Almighty God, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Three, a child of El Shaddai, Romans 8:16. Romans 8:17, we are an heir of El Shaddai. Yes, you are an heir. Romans 8:17, we are joint heirs of the Anointed One. So we're joint heirs, and that's H-E-I-R with Jesus Christ, for those of you who did not know. So God has given me everything that he has given to Jesus. I am the heir. You know what? That includes your debt. I have no debt. I am prosperous. Why? Because God gave it to me. If you don't understand that, contact. Send me an email at V as in Victory, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, 9858@gmail.com. You know what? It's shouting time. It's time to dance before your Father, the Almighty God. This revelation of the names puts a whole new light on sowing of blessing. Every born-again believer must find out who God is, who Jesus is, and who they are. Together, we will preach it loud and clear from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. This is Vicki saying, see you next time.